Grizzly Encounter Part 2, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we heard that Don Coleus' husband and a friend had gone up a river in Alaska via float plane, and the pilot dropped them off to go on a fishing trip. They had caught some fish and were still fishing when all of a sudden they saw two small bull moose running down through the shallow river, and they both knew something was very, very wrong. They kept on watching, and then along came a huge grizzly after the moose. The grizzly got close enough to them that they were in imminent danger. Don's husband had a big pistol, but was sufficiently unnerved that, well, let's let Don pick up the story.
He said he was shaking so hard he could not have hit the bear. He knew he could not hit the bear. And the bear came out and jumped on the area that they had been standing at and was looking around. Something was wrong. I mean, he was either hurting or something, but very hungry. And they dropped their fish so that he would get the fish. And then actually the plane came down and buzzed and came down and landed. They went back the next day. And my husband, now this is what he told me. I didn't see it, but he had size 13 feet. He went back to that area. He could put both of his feet in the paw print. He said it was huge.
So the bear never charged him?
Nope. Well, it couldn't see him. He was looking around. They don't have very good eyesight, I guess. And then the plane came down and it scared him away.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.